Today's shiur is Masechta Bava Basra, Daf Ayin Hey. We will begin on Daf Ayin Hey, Amar Aleph, four lines from the top. Says the Gemara, Ki Asra Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Yoichan. B'shah Shal Leviosin Roiv. As the Leviosin, as we've discussed in the previous shurim, is the animal, the fish, that we will, Mitzvashem, eat in the Suda, in the feast, when Mashiach comes. When the Leviosin, this huge fish, gets hungry, mighty heaven with piv, it emits heat from its mouth, and it, with that heat that it emits, it causes, the way the Masha explains, that there should be so much heat in the water that they bubble, there's a foam on top of all the water. Shenema yasiach kisir metzula, just like a pot that the liquid in it is boiling, there are bubbles formed on the top. The Malay Machnus Roisha Gan Eden, if not that the Leviosin enters, puts its head into the Gan Eden, Ein Koberi Yechoy Lam Berechi, nobody could withstand that terrible odor, because since it became so hot, it gives off a terrible odor. Shenema Yam Yasim Kimir Kachas. It makes the water smell like perfume because it was in Gan Eden that has this wonderful odor. B'shashat summer, when it's thirsty, oysa tulumim tulumim b'yam, it makes furrows in the ocean. Shnemar achrov yo'ir nasiv. Omer Rav Achav by Yaakov, ein tahoim choizel sonai, after the Leviosin drinks, it goes back at Shivim Shana. It doesn't go back to where it was until 70 years later. Shnema Yachshev Tahoim on the Seva. It brings it back to it Seva. Vein Seva Pachus Meshivim Shana. Explain the Mefarshim. A number of interesting observations. Number one, they say, from here we see the Chesed Hashem, the wonderful Chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with us. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the Leviosin is this huge animal, fish, that does, that could cause all of this havoc, it could wreak havoc. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only allows it to do this once every 70 years. Furthermore, the Mefarshim explain that here we see that we have this huge fish that has all of this power. And what was the purpose of the fish? The purpose of the fish was to serve us, to serve Klal Yisrael, as we said, and we'll discuss it more in a moment, in the Suda of Mashiach. How everything in the world is here to serve Klal Yisrael. Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Yochanan. Also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu las a Suda Tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make a Suda for Tzadikim mepsoroi shel Leviosin, from the meat, from the flesh of the Leviosin. Shenemar yachru olav chaverim ven keira el Suda. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make a Suda for us. Shenemar v'yichulhem keira g'dayla v'yoichla v'yishtu. As Mefarshim explained, this pasuk is a pasuk in Malachim, where Elisha was captured, and his captors, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, caused that they should get blind. And because they were blind, he guided them back to Klal Yisrael. And when they came back, instead of allowing these captors to be killed, Elisha said a big meal should be prepared on their behalf. There's a machloikis, the Zohar discusses. Here we speak about the Suda that will be served when Mashiach comes. And the question is, the Gemara says in Masechta Brachos, that in Olam Haba, ein achil ve'en shtiyah, there's no eating or drinking, al tikim yoishvim v'nenim meziv hashchina. They sit and enjoy the Shechina. So how could there be discussion here if there will be, what we'll eat? There's not going to be any eating. So the Mefarshim say that the opinions that hold that we are referring to a physical meal that will be served when Mashiach comes, we'll understand that the Gemara, that there's going to be a number of steps. We should be zoichet to see those steps, bekarif. One is, Mashiach will come. When the Gemara says, Masechta Brachos, that there won't be eating or drinking, it's not at that point. At that point, people will still be eating and drinking. And that's when we're going to have what the Gemara calls the Suda Shel Leviosin. After that, there'll be another stage which will be Tchias HaMesim. And when Tchias HaMesim happens, then there won't be any eating or drinking. Then Chaverim, who are Chaverim? El Tamid Chachamim. It refers to Tamid Chachamim. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Hayesheves Baganim Chaverim Mekshivim L'Koyel HaShmeini. And as Mefarshim explain, Tamid Chachamim are called Chaverim, they're called true friends, because a friendship that's based on a false premise is not a true friendship. But a friendship that's based on Torah, that people learn Torah together, they're serving, worshiping Hashem together, that truly unites the people, and that's real acts, and those are real Chaverim. Vashar, the leftovers of the Levyosim, Mechalk Noisoyim will be divided, Vayisin by Yischar b'Shuk Yerushalayim, and will be used, and will be sold in the Shuk Yerushalayim, Shenemar, Yechatsu ben Knanim, it will be served, it will be divided up between these merchants, Ben Knanim el Tagrim, Shenemar Knan b'Yodei Mozni Merma Lashik Oyev, they were the ones that had weights, V'Bayis Eim Mahacha, Asher Sochre Sorim, Knanel Nichbedei Oretz, they are people that do business. So Mefarshim point out, first we said that the Suda Shel Levyosin is going to be for the Chaverim, and now we're saying other people get it. So Mefarshim explained there are different cuts of the Levyosin fish. The better cuts are eaten, will be served to the Talmid Chachamim. The more inferior cuts will be served to those who support Torah learning. But the Mefarshim explained there are two types of people who support Torah learning. There are those that are in the category of Yisachar and Zvulun, full partners, full supporters of Torah learning. The halacha is that those full supporters of Torah learning have the same schar like the Lamedei Torah. And those people will get the same portion of the Levyosin as those that learn Torah. There are others that don't have that full-fledged involvement. Those people will not actually get the same choice cut, they'll get a lesser cut that they'll eat in Chutzos Yerushalayim. Farshim go on to explain that the Levyosin fish will be treated like Maaseh Sheni, that we've discussed so many times. The Maaseh Sheni, once it enters Yerushalayim, may not be removed from Yerushalayim, could only be sold in Yerushalayim. Here too, this Levyosin fish has to remain in Yerushalayim. Continues the Gemara. Also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasa tzukah letzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make a sukkah for the tzadikim. Mi'oiro shel Levyosin, from the skin of the Levyosin fish. Shenemar hatamalei b'sukkos oiro. So here we have a machloikus of the Marsha and the Yaivitz versus the Aruch Lener. How to understand this Gemara? The Marsha and the Yaivitz say, but the Gemara here means the sukkah. Every year we have Yontif Sukkos, and we have to make a sukkah. What the Gemara is saying is, when Mashiach comes, we're going to make the sukkah out of the Levyosin skin. Obviously, the Mefarshim say that it can't be the schach, because Levyosin skin is disqualified to be used for schach. What the Gemara here means is that the walls of the sukkah will be made out of Levyosin skin. The Chanera ever says, no, that the Gemara is not referring to Levyosin skin being used for the mitzvah sukkah. A special sukkah, a special hut, home, will be created in Mitzvah Shem when Mashiach comes, made out of the skin of the Levyosin. And actually, these two pshatim are relevant to what is the proper nusach to be said. People have a minig, Shemini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, other communities, Shabbos, Parshas, Bereishis, to leave the sukkah, and they say a tefillah. And the minig is to say Yirotzen Sheniska Leisha B'sukkah Shel Oru Shel Levyosin, which is our Gemara. But there are two nuschos. One nusach has L'shona Haba, Yirotzen Sheniska L'shona Haba Leisha B'sukkah Be'Oru Shel Levyosin. The other nusach doesn't have the word L'shona Haba. Why? The Yaivitz has the Nusach L'shona Haba. Because the Yaivitz holds, as we just said, that the Sukkah of Sukkos will be made at the Arshul of Yosin. So according to Yaivitz, what we're saying is, unfortunately this year we didn't sit in a sukkah made out of the Yosin skin. Mashiach didn't come. But we daven, we mispowel that next year's sukkahs, by next year's sukkahs, Mashiach will have come, and that the sukkah that we have next year will be made out of that Yosin skin. But according to the Aruch HaNer, Algamar has nothing to do with sukkahs. So that's why the Aruch HaNer does not have the words Lashon HaBa in this tefillah. And according to the Aruch HaNer, we say, Yehi Ratzon Shenis Galeisha B'Sukkah Sh'Arosh Levyosin, like Al Gemara says, according to him, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu will build these homes out of this Levyosin skin, and it should happen that we should soon, that we should sit in those huts. Continues the Gemara. Zocha, if somebody's worthy, Oysen Loi Sukkah. The Sukkah is made out of that skin. Loi Zocha, Oysen Loi Tzaltzel. A small hut. Just where it's used for shade. Shnem b'tzaltzel dogim roishoy. Zocha, that's a better madrega. Oysen loy tzaltzel. Zloy zocha, if he's not worthy of that, we'll explain this in a moment more. Oysen loy anak, it's used for a necklace. Shnema v'anokim legargor secha, a necklace around your neck. Zocha oysen loy anak, loy zocha oysen loy kmei shnem v'tikshirena lanar secha. So the Marsha explains, how do we understand this Gemara? He says there are four types, there are four categories of Ovdei Hashem. He says there are people that serve Hashem purely Lishma. Then he says there are individuals that serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Schar in the next world. Then there are people, he says, that serve Hashem that they for Kavod. They should be considered a great individual, Talmud Chacham. And then there are people that serve Hashem that they should receive money in this world. So he says every one of these people are reflected in this Gemara. People who serve Hashem l'shma will be a sukkah. People who serve Hashem just for schar in Olam Haba will be a tzaltzel, lesser hut. People who serve just that they should for covet, so it'll be like a necklace. Why does somebody wear jewelry? He should look good. Somebody who serves just to get paid in this world, it's meaningless. It'll be a kameya, which is a meaningless piece of paper. Continues the Gemara. Vashar, the leftover, parsa kodesh baruch hu, achoymus Yerushalayim, will be spread on the walls of Yerushalayim. Vizivoy mavik, mesoifo oilam v'ratsoifoy, will shine, it will give us such a radiance that it will shine throughout the world. Shnemar, v'holchu goyim, all of the world will follow the light of Hashem. Says the Gemara, the Pasuk says, the Samti Katkoy Shem Shesayich. The walls will be made out of Katkoy. Amr of Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Pligi Trei Malachim Berkiah. The two Malachim in heaven that are disputing what is Katkoy. Who are the two Malachim? Gavriel and Michael. Vamrilei, others say, Trei Amaroi B'Marova. Two Amaroim in Eretz Yisrael disputed what Katkoy means. Manin, who were these two Amaroim? Yehuda V'Cheskiya B'nei Reb Chiya. Charama Shoyem, Charama Yishbe. One says it's the Shoyem stone, and one says it's the Yishbe stone. Om LaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lehevi K'dein K'dein. They're both right. So I saw a beautiful pshat. Shoyem and Yishbe, one stone is red, and one stone is clear, like a diamond. They represent Midas Hadin is red, Midas Harachvim is white. Gavriel is the Malach of Midas Hadin. Michal is the Malach of Midas Harachvim. What the Gemara is saying is, Mashiach will come. But there's two ways it may come. It may come because Midas Hadin, with terrible din, before Mashiach comes, and then will be red stones. One way, Mitzvah Hashem come through Midas HaRachmim, through Malach Michol, and it'll be white stones. Continue the Gemara. V'sharayich l'avnei egdech, k'hadi yosser of Yochanan. Rav Yochanan was sitting with Kadarish, and he was learning, and he said, also HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'havi avonim tovim megolius, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring these precious stones, shem shloishim al shloishim, which will be the size of 30 by 30 amos, the chayk ben eser al esrim, and after they carved out, they will be left to be the size of 10 by 20 amos, umamidom b'sha'arei Yerushalayim, and they will be used at the entrance to Yerushalayim. Ligalava Oysa Talmud. So there was a Talmud sitting there, listening to the shir, and he couldn't believe what was being said. Because he said, Hashta kebesa de tzitzla mishkechinan. It's hard to find a stone, a precious stone, the size of an egg. Kula hai mishkechinan. And now we're saying that we're going to find such large stones, 30 by 30 amis. Says the Gemara, the Yomer Fligus Venos Beyom. A couple days later he took a trip, Chaz Malach Hasharis, and he saw Malach Hasharis, the Koyasvi Kamenasri Evarim Toivus Magolius, that they were carving out stones, Shem Lamed Alamed, that were the size of 30 amis by 30 amis, the Chokben, and after they were carved out, they were left to be the size of Esabarim Esrim, 10 by 20 amis. Amr Elohu. So he asked the Malachim, Hani Laman, who will, what are these stones going to be used for? So the Malachim responded, these are the stones that will be put at the entrance of Yerushalayim. So the Talmud returns to Rabbi Yochanan. Osla Kameh Rabbi Yochanan. Amalei Drosh Rabbi. Continue saying your shir. L'chon Na'ala Drosh. You are the one that it's most appropriate to be saying shiurim. Because Kasha Marta Ken Re'isai. As you said, I actually saw what will happen. Amalei. So Rabbi Yochanan said to him, Reiko, you empty person. Imalei Re'isa. If you didn't see it yourself, Loi Hamanta, you wouldn't believe. You only believe what you physically see. Melagleg of divrei chachamata. You're a person that doesn't accept what Chazal teach us. He was reduced to a pile of bones. And there are a number of interesting observations to reflect in this Gemara. And Mefarshim say we're talking about a great person. You and I don't see Malachim. He saw Malachim. But still, the Drosha Saran says this, as great of an individual that he was, if he doesn't accept everything that his Rebbe teaches us, he's considered malaglug al divrei chachamim. And the Ran explains, our Gemara is teaching us a very fundamental part of Jewish theology. It's not just teaching, we would think, yeah, what it says in the Aseres Hadibros, what it says in the Chumash, what it says in the Mishnah, we have to accept as Torah Mesinai. But here we have Rabbi Yochanan saying a drush in a pasuk. Says the Gemara, says the Drosha Saran, that if you don't accept a drusha that a Tana and a Moira says as being Torah Mesinai, you are an Apikiris. And you deserve death. But the Mashal goes a step further. He says it was reduced to a pile of bones. Says the Mashal, what does that mean? He says, we know it's a little hard to say, that unfortunately after a person passes away, after a while, the body decomposes. Why does the body decompose? Because what keeps us alive and what keeps us fresh is the neshama, l'kai neshamish and satabi, that we have a neshama in each one of us. After a person passes away, the neshama leaves him. And as time goes on, that his neshama is now with him, his guf deteriorates. Says the Mashah, this person, as soon as he died, was a pile of stones. His body immediately decomposed. Why? Because the neshama that he had in him was already gone when he was alive. A person who's alive and not accepting what Chazal say, obviously doesn't have a neshama. How could a person with a neshama tahira not believe what a Kadosh Baruch Hu said? So that's why he died. He right away decomposed. He didn't lose his neshama now. He lost his neshama already when he was alive. Continues the Gemara. The pasuk says, "Vayel cheskem kavimiyus." So there's a double mem. Remei oimer masayim ama, that the walls will be 200 ama tall. Kshtei kaimish adam arishin. Adam arishin was 100 amas tall. Here the pasuk uses the words kavimiyus double. 2 times 100 is 200. Rabbi Yehuda oimer mei ama, that the walls will be 100 ama tall. Kneger hechel v'ksolav. Equal to the height of the Heichel and its walls. Shnema, Ashbeneinu Kinatim Magdolim, Bnereihem, Bneseinu Kizavis Mechtuvis Tavis Heichel. So whatever opinion you follow, it's going to either be 100 amas tall or 200 amas tall, not 20 amas tall. Answers the Gemara, Ki Omer Rabbi Yochanan. When did Rabbi Yochanan say that it's going to be 20 amas tall? Lekave de Bezika. For the windows in these walls, that's what he was referring to, they will be 20 amas tall. Continues the Gemara. Vam Rava Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lasa Sheva Chuppis L'Chol Tzadik V'Tzadik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make 7 special Chuppis for every Tzadik in Olam Haba. Shnema, Ubar Hashem HaKol M'choyim HaTzioin V'HaMikre'a Onon Yomam V'Oshin V'Noyge Eish L'Hova Laila. HaKol Kovet Chuppah M'lamed Shekol Echad Echad Oslo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chuppah L'Fi Kvoidai. Everybody will have a Chuppah created according to their Kovet. Farshim say, what's Lefi Kvoidai mean? Our role in this world is to be marba, is to increase Kvoid Shemayim. When we come to the next world, the chuppah that we will get, our place in the next world, will be Lefi Kvoidai. As much Kvoid Shemayim we create in this world. According to the amount of Kvoid Shemayim we create in this world, that's how the next world will look. Ask the Gemara, Oshim b'chuppah lomai. It says it's going to be smoke. What's the point of smoke? Answer the Gemara, Amar Abchanina. Shekom mi she'en et tzoros b'talmid ha'chachamim. Anybody who can't accept the kavod and the role and the place and the honor of talmid ha'chachamim b'olam hazeh, mismal v'en et osh l'olam haba. His eyes will be full of smoke in the next world. Ask the Gemara, v'esh b'chuppah lomai. Amar Abchanina, melamit shekol echa v'echad nichva. Everybody's going to be burnt from the next person's chuppah. So Mefarshim explained this Gemara as follows. In this world, the Chofetz Chaim says this part, we don't live in the Olam Ha'emes. We don't live in a true world. You could have a person who really has no money, but he could live in a fancy house, he could live in a mansion. Why? He doesn't pay his mortgage. People are supporting him quietly. So we may think that he's a very wealthy individual, but he really has very little. In the next world, there's no such a thing. In the next world, the emes is the emes. And whoever, what according to what you earned in this world, that's what the next world will look like. There won't be any hiding. But the Mefarshim go on to say, the Gemara uses the words, what does it mean, mechupasoi shel chaveroi? It should be mechupasoi shemisha gold b'menu. To come to the next world, you are greater than I am, and you'll have a bigger home, a nicer home, and I'll have a smaller home, and it'll be embarrassing. The Gemara says shel chaveroi, to teach us a tremendous lesson, Mefarshim say. The lesson of this Gemara is that we may have a person who is not as great as we are, but that doesn't mean that he's less than we are. He may have certain characteristics. He may have certain milas that we don't have. And when we come to the next world, we'll see that the person who's chaveroi, who you thought was equal to you, less than you, might have been greater than you. The Rishna says a very sharp pshat. He says a chuppah means a canopy. It means an enclosed area. He says, in the next world, you know what people will get schar for? They're going to get schar from the chuppah chaveroi. In this world, we see certain individuals, they give tzedakah, or they do things in a very public way, and everybody knows that they're great individuals. But in the next world, we're going to see who are the great individuals? The chuppah chaveroi. The people who were covered, the people who we didn't realize and recognize were the great individuals. They would be the people that will have the greatest chuppahs. Says the Gemara. It says, the Pasuk says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructs Moshe Rabbeinu, Nesatim Ahoitcha Olav, V'loi Holchaitcha. You should give from your majesty to Yeshua, but not all of it. So Kenesh Shabbos Dar Amru, Pnei Moshe Pnei Chama, Moshe's face signed like the sun, Pnei Yeshua Pnei Levona, Oiloi, Loi Sabusha, Oiloi Loi Sechlima. There's a lot of divrei Torah in this Gemara, we'll just say a few. What does it mean that Moshe was like the sun, Yeshua was like the moon? We know that the sun reflects its own light. The moon only reflects the light from the sun. Moshe Rabbeinu was great that he emitted his own light. Yeshua was only a reflection of Moshe Rabbeinu. Mefarshim along that line explain that we remember the parasha in the Torah. The Torah says that they appointed Zakenim. They appointed Zakenim. And the Zakenim and two, there were Nevi'im, and Yeshua comes running to Moshe, Eldad u'meidad, misnabim b'toich hamash machna. Kloyim, destroy them. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Halvai v'hoyu kol am." As far as I'm concerned, everybody should be a Navi. That's the difference between the sun and the moon. The sun, just quoted this in the previous year, had no problem sharing with the moon. It's the moon that had problem sharing with the sun. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Halvai kol am." Everybody should be great. Yeshua was like the moon. He couldn't accept that everybody should be equal. Another pshat is that we know that the Navua of Moshe Rabbeinu was Basklaria Hami'ira. It was clear. The Navua of Yeshua didn't have that Madrega. Another pshat is that Moshe Rabbeinu reflects Torah Shebiksav, and Yeshua reflects Torah Shebapeh. One more pshat. Very nice pshat. We know that Birkas Hachama is done once every 28 years. Kiddush Levana is done every month. Says the Gemara, if somebody came in contact with Moshe, it had such a profound influence on him, it's like the Birkas Hachama. That wonderful influence lasted for 28 years. If you came in contact with Yeshua, it only lasted for like the moon, only for a month. So the Chazal said, "Oyla loyse busha, oyla loyse chlima." Posh pshat, Satmar Rebbe says this pshat, is that the manning of the door is according to the generation. The lead of the generation is according to the madrega of the generation. So the Zen Kenim said, if our new leader is not on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, it must be because the generation is not on that level. Oyla loyse busha, oyla loyse chlima. Another pshat is that Ksav Sofer says this pshat. Ksav Sofer says that the people, the young people, when Yeshua was appointed as the leader, said Yeshua's young, and that's why he's not as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. When he'll come to the same age as Moshe Rabbeinu, he'll be equal to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Chacham said, "Oy lo lo yisabisha, oy lo yisaklima." We remember Moshe Rabbeinu. They were the Zakenim. We remember Moshe Rabbeinu when he was that age, and he was really greater. He was greater already than Yeshua is at that age now. Another pshat is that the sun, unlike the moon, doesn't need any stars to help it give off light. The moon, whose light is so much less than the sun, we have stars. So the Zakenim said as follows: in the time that Moshe Rabbeinu was the leader of Klal Yisrael, we had no role to play. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't need our assistance. Oy lo lo yisabusha, oy lo lo yisaklima, that now we have a role to play. Yeshua can't do it on his own. We don't have a leader like Moshe Rabbeinu. Tumu pshatim. Rabbi Yitzchak Yochanan says a beautiful pshat. He says there was once a city that every time that they gave their rabbanim a very hard time. But after the rav would leave or the rav would pass away and they had to choose a new rav, then they would say, "Oi, we can't find anybody as great as our previous Rav." That's what Pshat Gemara says is. The Zakenim in the Dor said, "Oi, Moshe Rabbeinu, now that Yeshua is the leader, well, how have we had a leader like Moshe Rabbeinu? Well, when Moshe Rabbeinu was alive, they weren't so nice to him. Oi, lo, lo, yisabusha, oi, lo, lo, yisaklima, it's a disgrace that you only start giving cover to your leader after he dies. Why don't you give him the covet when he's alive?" Rav Yonis and Steif, one last pshat, also says a beautiful pshat. He says, the Rashi says, Yeshua, na lo yomish mitoy choyel. How did Yeshua reach his greatness? Because he was the Shamus in the shul. He used to clean up the shul. And people used to say, Shamus cleans up the shul? So they said, "Pnei Yeshua, k'pnei Levana." Yeshua became the leader. You know how he became the leader? Oy loy loy sabusha, oy loy saklima. Because he was willing to do the jobs that nobody else wanted to do. The Mefarshim say that this Gemara is the source for a minig that we all have, that when we do Kiddush Levana, after we say Kiddush Levana, we say Oleinu. So Pash Pshat, the reason we say Oleinu after Kiddush Levana is because no one should make the error of believing that we're worshipping on the moon. So we say, Aleinu Shabech Ladana Karl, we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that runs the world. But now, there's another pshat. Because we know that it was Yeshua who composed Aleinu. When they encircled and had the wall of Yericho crumble, Yeshua said the tefillah of Aleinu, and that's when the wall crumbled. Our Gemara says, Pnei Yeshua k'pnei Levana. Yeshua is connected to the moon. So that's when we do Kiddush Levana, we say Aleinu l'shabayach. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Chama bar Chanina. That's a chuppas as HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Adam HaRishon b'Gan Eden. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made 10 chuppas for Adam HaRishon in Gan Eden. Shnema b'Eden gan al kim ha'yisa k'levin yakara. And the 10 things mentioned. Mazak drama, it's achas esri. Shnema kol evin yakara. The kol comes to teach us 11. Arab Yochanan, the grush of a kulon, the smallest, the weakest, least, is of the kachash lepsav. It's mentioned at the end of the pasuk. Continues the Gemara. The pasuk says, "My melachas tupechav nekfecha bach." Amar Yudam Rav. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu lechirim melech tzar. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Chirim, the king of tzar, "B'chor niskat kalti, I looked at you, or berossing the kovim and the kovim ba'adam." We know that this story I'm first to explain the Gemara. Chirim wanted to say that he is the God, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu saw that's going to happen, so he wanted to show, don't say it. So he created a person frail. We have holes in our body. We have to go to use the washroom. A God doesn't need a washroom. So to prevent you from being able to say that you're God, that's why he created a person that way. Ikadamri, hachakamer. This is what Hakadosh Baruch Hu said. B'chor nistakalti, v'kanasti misa l'adam harishon. Looking at you, I said that people should die. Again, the person shouldn't say he's a God. If he's a God, why does he die? My va'al mikra'el, Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Loi ki Yerushalayim Shalom haza, Yerushalayim Shalom haba. Yerushalayim of this world and the Yerushalayim of the next world are not the same. Yerushalayim Shalom haza, kolaroitza lalois oila. Anybody can enter Yerushalayim. However, Shalom haba, and oilma elam zumanala. Those that will be invited, that are worthy, will enter. V'amar Rabba, Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Asidim tzadikim shnekroim al shmoi shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. Tzadikim will be connected to the name of Hashem. Shnema kol hanikra b'shmi ulchvay d'brasiv yitzartiv af asisiv. V'amar Hashem v'anachmeinu Amar B'yachan gimel nikra shmoi shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. There are three that will be called with the shame of Hashem. V'ahein tzadikim u'mashiach v'yushalayim. Tzadikim ha'adam moron, the pasuk. Mashiach d'ksev zeh shmoi yikru Hashem tzidkenu, shlaim l'ksiv, soviv shmona esa elef, v'shem iyem yoyim Hashem, shama. Atuk shama el shma. Akhman Farshim explained, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unique, so too Mashiach and Yerushalayim and Tzadikim are unique, and that's why, as the Mashal says, not that the chas v'shama Hashem, but the name of Hashem is connected to them. Arab Eloza, also Tzadikim, Shemof name Kaddish, Tzadikim will be called holy, Kederach Shalom Lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shnema, V'hoya Anish B'tzion, V'nois B'shalayim, Kadosh Shalom Lefnei, will be called Kadosh. So I saw three pshat in this Gemara. One pshat is, like we learned earlier in our shir, a tzaddik is a person who spent his life being marba, increasing kvod shemayim, and that is Kadosh. The Medrash says a very interesting pshat. We know, we do this every day, at least twice a day, when we say Kedusha, we say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? We call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kadosh three times, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes from these three times of Kadosh that we declare and gives two to the Tzaddikim. But then I saw a very powerful pshat from the Shor Mitzvah Balocha. He says like this. What is the Pasuk saying? The Pasuk is saying, is talking to people who, and we know such people, who have gone through difficult times. And even though they've gone through difficult times, they remain strong in their amunah. That's what the pasuk says. You know who is holy? V'haya anish b'tzion. He's the sheris ha'pleita. He's left over one out of millions that were killed at Kiddush Hashem. V'anais v'shalayim, they're just the remnants of Klal Yisrael. But they remain strong in their amunah, even though it's been tested. Kadosh Shem Relay. That's the person who is a true Kadosh. Continues the Gemara. Vom Rabba Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'agbiyas Yerushalayim gimel parsos l'mala. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will raise Yerushalayim by three parsos. Shnema v'roma v'yosh v'tachteah. Mai k'tachteah Ketachter. Rishlayim is the size of three parasos. Because Mefarshim explained that was the size of the machna in the midbar, and Yerushalayim will be equal to that. And just like the width is the area of Yerushalayim is three parasos, so will be its height. Umay the height tachter tlos a parasava. Amar Rabba Amar li ahusava. L'di chazu Yerushalayim k'maisa. I saw the original Yerushalayim, the tlos a parasava. The Tama Shabbatim Yerush Tzal Lalis. If it's so tall, it's going to be difficult to get up there. Tamalema Mi Eila Kiyo of Tafena Kiyo in Al Basim. Will be raised on clouds and birds. Amar Papa Sham Shmamina will be Yerushalayim will be high like the clouds. Tlos surpass middle. The clouds are three parasols above the ground. Amar Rav Chanina Papa. Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Losses Yerushalayim Amida. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give a specific size to Yerushalayim. Shnemar Ona Tahilich, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Malach, and where are you going? V'amalai, and I respond, Lomad Yerushalayim, to measure Yerushalayim, Lois Kamarach V'Kamarcha, what its length and which should be. Oma Malach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malach HaShor Estei to Hashem, Baruch Shalom, Habik Kurachim Baras Balamcha, you created many cities, Shalom as Olam, non-Jewish cities. There are very large non-Jewish cities. Yerushalayim, Shishimcha b'toicha, Umergashcha b'toicha, V'tzadikim b'toicha, Atenoisim b'midah. That's the city that we're going to start measuring. Miyad, V'yomel of Rutz Dabra Alnar Alaz Lema, Prozes Teis of Yerushalayim, Umeroiv Adam Brayim b'toicha. It should be large without a shear. Amar Shlokish. Also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'hois of Yerushalayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will increase the size of Yerushalayim, Elef Tafif Gnos, Elef Migdolim, the gardens and buildings, El Litzoy Beronis, Elef Vishnei Shilu Tafos, for Kol Achas for Achas, and each city, how big will it be? Each area will be Tzipuri Vishlavasa. The city of Tzipuri was a very large city, each one will be that size. Tanya, Amar Biyosef, and he reached Tzipori b'Shalvasa. I saw Tzipori, v'hei b'mei v'shmanim elv shfokim, shemoich v'tziki k'deira. He just had 180,000 takeout shops. V'tzloi tzela al tzela sholosh v'sholosh apamim, mai v'sholosh v'sholosh apamim, Amar B'levi, Amar Apapim, shem reshu d'sikni, gim u'shalayim heim. There will be three u'shalayim, kalachas v'achas yesh b'hei, shlosh medurim l'mala. If it's three, each one has 30 areas. In shlosh Yerushalayim hein kolakas yesh ba shlosh medurim lamala. Each one has three. Itma, we go back to Masechta Baba Basra. Itma svina, just to frame the Gemara. We learned the Masechta Baba Metzia. Machloikas Amaron, Machloikas Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish. Rabbi Yochanan's opinion was the midaraisa mas kainis. If I purchase something from you, if I pay you, it becomes mine. However, Chazal said, as we've learned so many times, that in order for a kinyan to be effective, a formal act of kinyan has to take place. So by karka, as we've said so many times, karka is nikna b'kesef b'shtar b'chazaka. Metatlin, kesef b'shtar chazaka, are not an effective means of kinyan. Rather, there are other forms of kinyanim, which will be the subject of the shiurim we now begin. By that's Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. So with Rabbanon, Chazal said that we should do one of the forms of kinyan, not rely on Maas. Rish Lakish disagrees. Rish Lakish says that midaraisa, Maas, paying is not enough. You have to have a formal act of kinyan. So says the Gemara, Svina, if somebody is doing an act of kinyan in a boat, Rav Kivin Shemash Kalshu, if you just cause it to move a drop, it's a kinyan. You have to create a situation that the entire boat moves. Machlokes Rishayim, how to understand this Gemara? Three different opinions in the Rishayim. One opinion of the Rishayim is that Rav and Shmuel's Machlokes is not limited to boats. Whenever Mashiach is being done on a metatlin, according to the opinion of Rav, as if you cause it to move a kol shu, it's enough. According to Shmuel, you have to be Moshech Kulay. That's one opinion. Another opinion, and these are two opposite opinions, is that the Machloikis of Rav and Shmuel is strictly by Svina. One opinion of the Rishonim is, by all other Metalklin, everybody will agree that a Kolshu is enough. And another opinion of the Rishonim is just the opposite, that the Machloikis is by Svina, but by all other Metalklin, which are easier to move, we will follow Shmuel's opinion that you're not Kona until you move the entire Molech Kamasai. Ask the Gemara, Lema Ketanoi, perhaps this Machloikis of Rav and Shmuel is actually a Machloikis Tanum, because the Braisa says, Ketzed b'Mesira, how is Mesira accomplished? Here too we have a Machloikis Rishonim. What is Mesira? Some say it's Miyad Liyad. In order for Kinyan Mesira to be effective, it has to leave directly the hands of the Meicher, of the seller, and go into the hands of the buyer. But other Rishonim, and they have a raya from this Braisa, say, no. If you grab hold the hair, the saddle, the shlifshaleh, the primary shvipiyah, the zuk shvitzavara, so we see that I didn't actually give it over to you. I just grabbed it by your instruction, kana. Ketzet b'mashicha, karoloi v'hiba, mashicha is either you call the animal, and because you call it, it goes, or shakish b'makel, or you give it a clap, the rotsa l'finav, and it runs. I think I said this for it previously. When Mashiach comes, that's the subject of today's shir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being kind to us, with Mashiach, he's going to draw us near. But the Gemara is saying, say the Chassidus Shesvarim, the two ways Mashiach come. There could be a situation of Karla Viba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will call us, and we on our own will draw ourselves near to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if unfortunately we don't get the message of going close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on our own, Hikisha B'Malkal, he may have to hit us. Kivan Shakra Yad V'Regel, as soon as it moves a Yad V'Regel, Kana. Rav Achiv Amalei Rav Achama, Acha Taima Talach Molech Kamasai. So it seems, says the Gemara, Lema Rav, that says the Kivan Shakra Yad V'Regel is enough, holds like the Tanakama. V'Shmuel, that says that it has to go Molech Kamasai, holds like Rav Acha. Amlech Rav, says Rav, no. Ani another Amrei Filer Rav Acha. I could agree with Rav Acha. When did Rav Acha say that it has to go Molech Kamasai El Bebal Chayim? The Afgav Dokru Yad V'Regel, because the animal only moves Yad V'Regel, it really hasn't moved. B'Duch Tekayma. And that's why it's not an effective Kinyan. Avosina, however, a boat, says Rav, Kivin another Baporta, as soon as a drop of it moved, not like Kula, because if it moves a drop, every part of it moved. V'Shmuel Amar, another Amar Filo Tanakama. I could agree with the Tanakama. At Kanoi Kama Tanakama, where did the Tanakama say that just its moving, its four legs is adequate? El Babal Chayim, Kivin the Makru Yad V'Rego, as soon as it moves its four legs, Idach Lameka Kaimi, it's about to move its back legs. Avos, you know, however, when it comes to a boat, if the entire boat moves in, Eloi, if the entire boat doesn't move, Shmuel says, Loi, it's not an effective Kinyan Mashiach on the boat.